USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Claiming new progress against Islamic State extremists in Syria, President Trump said some European nations are now willing to take on detained Islamic State fighters. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We're hopeful that every country that has persons detained in these camps will accept those back into their country. Not just European countries, there are many, many countries around the world who have had people leave their country and go to fight alongside ISIS in their campaign in Syria.
The president pushed back at criticism that his Syria moves were damaging U.S. credibility. He touted the U.S. brokered ceasefire agreement as Kurdish troops claimed the combat has not yet been halted.
We are in a very strong position. We are also in a position where we could put tremendous, powerful sanctions on Turkey or whoever else we want to.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
People are battening down the hatches this weekend on the Florida Panhandle as Tropical Storm Nestor grows near. The storm surge is covering some streets in Apalachicola and along the Florida North Coast. It's expected to impact communities still dealing with the devastation from Hurricane Michael 1 year ago. WECP-TV's Gail Reedy.
The sheriff and emergency operations management are taking all of the necessary precautions.
We issued a mandatory evacuation for all the campgrounds because of the tropical storm force winds.
For citizens who live along the coastline, barrier islands, and other low-lying areas, emergency management officials are strongly encouraging people to seek higher ground. Emergency officials also tell us when the winds are sustained at 45 miles per hour, the bridges will close.
I mean, we're in a good chance of getting some of those winds.
All beaches are also closed, and double red flags are flying.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Drone delivery service is now being tested in the U.S. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
A Google affiliate started using drones to officially deliver customers' Walgreens and FedEx purchases in a test being run by a Virginia town. Wing, which is owned by Google parent Alphabet, received federal approval earlier this year to make commercial deliveries by drone. It was the first drone company to receive the approval in the U.S. Earlier this month, UPS got approval from the Federal Aviation Administration to fly delivery drones. They've been running delivery tests with Wake Med's hospital campus in Raleigh, North Carolina. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Recent testing has found toxic metals in 95% of all baby food. John Clemens reports.
The testing that was conducted for Healthy Babies Better Futures found 95% of the 168 baby foods from the major manufacturers in the U.S. contain lead. 73% contain arsenic. 75% contain cadmium, while 32% contain mercury. One-fourth of these baby foods for infants contain all four of the dangerous metals. Rice-based products, sweet potatoes, fruit juices, all presented the biggest harm. These chemicals can permanently alter the developing brain, erode IQ, and alter human behavior. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.